attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. You can reach us by calling 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. Or you can visit us at our website located at KellyServiceHouston.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT.
Life is full of choices. Are you making them or are you letting other people? Hi, I'm Mark Schmiebe, and this is a Live Hope Minute. Each day we can choose to enjoy the ride and see the beauty in the world around us, or live in a prison of resentment and fear, wishing other people would give us the life we believe we deserve. For most of my life, I chose a twisted cocktail of these two. I enjoyed the times of beauty and fun that crossed my path, but when times got tough, I would think about all the people who had hurt me. The result? I felt mostly miserable most of the time, and I could not figure out why. Then I realized I had a choice: live my own life or let other people live it for me. Living my own life means continually choosing hope instead of despair, and forgiveness instead of resentment, and refusing to let the actions or attitudes of other people determine just how awesome my life is going to be. I'm Mark Schmiebe with this Live Hope Minute.
I have a testimony. That one day God will make a way out of no way. You open doors that have been closed in your face. Do you believe it? Let me see you say yeah. Let me see you. Come on, put those hands together. Let's pray the Lord.
If God has provided everything that you need, I wonder would you
be a witness for the Lord?
If doors have been opened, doors that you could not see, I wonder would you
be a witness for the Lord?
And you ought to just
tell somebody
what he's done for you.
You
because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, oh, fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future. And life is worth the living just because. God sent his son. Ooh. Oh, they call him Jesus. Ooh. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died. To buy my pardon, an empty grave is that to prove he lived.
Because he lived,
oh, because he lived,
I can face tomorrow.
Oh, I can face tomorrow. One day, oh, I'll cross that river. I'll fight life's final war with pain. And then as day gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory. I know he lives. So glad. Oh, yes, I'm so glad that the grave is not our final destiny. I heard it when Lazarus died. Martha said to Jesus, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died." Jesus said, "You shall see your brother again." She says, "I know I'll see him again in the resurrection." Jesus said unto her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." Because he lives, all my fear, all fear is gone. Tomorrow, whoa, cause he bless your name.
I was glad when they said unto me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." Come on now, I know y'all ain't got to stand there and look. It ain't over. This thing ain't over. Come on, somebody, we're gonna take this thing out right. Listen, he who dwells in
shelter,
he who dwells in
shelter,
he who dwells in
shelter.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.